And welcome to the mini monologue. This is our little mini fun episode in between our big episodes. My name is Cecilia. I am joined by my co-hosts Kelsey and Riley. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I'm repping Maine today.
Ooh.
University of Maine. It's right by Bangor. Stephen King adjacent, which is Flanniverse adjacent.
We love it. We were in Maine with the Flanagan, so I think it's directly correlated. Yeah. Hell yeah. I miss it there. Bangor was so nice.
Mm-hmm. I just finished reading it.
Oh my god, speaking of dairy, all right, give me your thoughts because you were having some.
I am glad I read it. I don't think I'll ever reread it. It's really long, and I think it's just one of those things that it's not necessarily like a, like, I just don't think like that is for me. I don't know what it is because I've read other Stephen King novels that have really like I can't put them down, and that was not that for me. But I'm glad I read it, and yeah.
You gave it a try.
A little bit of trivia. So it is my fiance's favorite Stephen King book. Actually. When I was trying to make my move to pursue him, I started reading it so that we would have something to talk about. So I've read it too, but he's read it like multiple times. I think he's read it like three times all the way through.
Honestly, now that you mentioned that, I do remember that happening in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Maybe it's also one of those things that like maybe if I give it some time and I reread it, I'll get more enjoyment out of it.
I'm wondering, because I feel like a lot of people's experience with that book specifically is that they read it as a younger kid, and then as an adult reread it, and it kind of, like, I understand why that would, you know, tie together. So, and I think that more than likely is the case with Eric.
Yes. Because
I think if I would have read it as a kid, I would, like, look back and be like, oh, I remember those little guys used to be my friend. Like when I reread like Catcher in the Rye or all the dumb books that I read as a high school, middle schooler.
And I think that's also the case with Mike. I feel like when he's been on the KingCast, my fiance's podcast, I feel like they were both talking about how they read it when they were like closer to the kids' age and then like closer to the adults' age.
Yeah,
so yeah, I feel like it is kind of like a, and I feel like you form a bond with something that you see, like something that you loved when you're younger. Like everyone has that like book that they read when they were younger that they think is like the greatest, and it might not actually be, but like you loved it when you were a kid. So,
oh man, yeah. Sometimes in hindsight, I'm sure there are plenty of examples I could think of that have aged so poorly.
Although it is a classic.
There's only one thing wrong with it, and I think everybody accepts.
Oh, we all know. We don't need to say it. We all know. We don't need to talk about it.
So,
it's been done to death.
I had never read, I knew about it, I hadn't read it. I think the way it's handled in the book is not as gratuitous as it could have been, so thank God for that.
Yeah.
But it is weird reading it, realizing they're 11.
Yeah, good.
They are my youngest niece's age, and I'm like, that's fucked.
I'm just gonna,
Cadence is 10.
Is she? Wow, she's getting old.
I'm just gonna make a little plug here. There was an episode on the KingCast, again, my fiance's podcast, where Emily V. Gordon is a guest, and she analyzes it from the perspective of a child psychologist. And
that is
a very interesting episode.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, we'll have to put a link to that on our socials somewhere so people can listen.
You know, one last thought about it. And I realize that I think I just don't like character perspective changes.
Oh, I was going to say that.
I don't like the Song of Ice and Fire books because every chapter is a different character's perspective, and it's way too jarring for me. So I bet that's more of the reason why, like, just the style is just not me.
That makes sense.
Historically, you haven't, though, because I know you said something similar with The Stand and with Salem's Lot. And I think all three of those books are, yeah.
And I think it's just more of a stylistic preference thing for me. But anyways, this is not what the episode's about, but that was fun. Nice little catch.
But we love talking about Stephen King. My favorite book's Pet Sematary. You guys say yours now, and then we'll move on.
I think mine is probably Revival.
Okay, good choice. Nice.
I still really like Misery.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hell yeah.
Misery's a good, like, that was one I couldn't put down. I just, like, I think I read it within the course of, like, 36 hours.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. Anyway, speaking of things that we've read, I guess.
I see Reddit, what you so. Did there.
Yeah, I found a segue.
We're doing some Am I the Asshole Reddit stories today, and there are no direct Flanagan-themed ones, so I just thought, like, what are things universally true when you watch Mike Flanagan? I was like, you watch TV, so my thread line is very light. But we all have partners, and I think given that we're all watching things, especially Flanagan shows, with our partners, mm-hmm. I feel like some of these are relevant.
You know what would be a fun thing for the future? For, like, a future mini episode? Uh-huh. We could make, like, Am I the Asshole situations, like, from the perspective of, like, different characters in the Flaniverse.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna do a Peter Quint one.
Peter Quint was the first one that came to mind. Or Steve from Hill House. Because everybody's Steve, but poor Steve.
I don't hate... Why do people hate Steve so much? I don't hate Steve at all. I see completely where he's coming from.
I think it's probably the pregnancy stuff.
I feel like the internet just grabs something and piles onto it. So he was, like,
Well, and unfortunately, the thing about that is those are always my favorite characters that are, like, the hated ones, because they're usually, if written well, really complex. Like Jenny from The L Word. If you guys ever watched that show, it's terrible.
I thought you meant Forrest Gump.
No, but they are both dead. Oh, well, I hate Forrest Gump. It's a terrible movie. Anyway.
All right.
I think that's a great idea. We should do.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. What are the stories?
What are the stories, okay?
Okay, I'm gonna read out some titles, and you guys can decide. Okay, so I have... Am I the Asshole for Telling My Husband I Don't Want to Watch TV with Him Anymore? Am I the Asshole?
I want to say no initially.
I'm gonna read out some titles and you guys can decide what we want to read there.
Oh, what we want to start with? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Am I the Asshole for Forcing My Girlfriend to Watch TV with Me?
I wonder if those are the same couple.
I have one that's specifically targeted for Kells, but I'll save that one for last.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, nice.
Am I the asshole for continuing to watch shows my fiance deems blasphemous?
That's interesting.
Okay, I've got two that are targeted towards Kells. Do we want to save those as a surprise, or do we?
I don't know. It's up to y'all, Riley. What do you think?
I'm kind of jealous. Why are you not attacking me?
We'll start with the TV based ones, and then we'll do a Kells.
Okay.
You'll understand when I read the Kells ones.
Okay.
What are we feeling? We got telling my husband I don't want to watch TV with him anymore. My fiance telling me what I watch is blasphemous, or forcing my girlfriend to watch TV with me.
I think the girlfriend to watch TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're on the same. And then we should do the other perspective, because I am really wondering if it's the same couple.
Okay. So am I the asshole for forcing my girlfriend to watch TV with me? I've been dating my girlfriend for 2 years and she has never been much for TV. I didn't really notice for a while because we're usually doing other things. But after a while of dating her, I noticed that whenever I tried to watch something with her, she would complain that she didn't like TV and just go on her phone or roll over to go to sleep. I thought she was...
Okay.
I thought she was just doing this to be contrary, but a few months ago, she came out and told me that she explicitly hates it. Wait, what? She explicitly hates it, but couldn't even give me a clear answer as to why, because I know she used to watch it. I explained that I just wanted us to experience TV together so we could have meaningful conversations about it, and that it was kind of a big deal to me that she do this. She dramatically broke down crying and said she would do it because it was important to me, and while she gotten a little bit better about engaging when I put something on, and we have watched a series, she still acts all exasperated when I turn the TV on, and she actively avoids coming over to my place because she knows that's what we will be doing. I just really don't see why this is a big deal, and why she and while she will do it, her attitude makes it almost not worth it. I want to do something when we're together besides just hang out, and watching TV together is something that every couple does. I just really feel like it's not a big ask. In fact, it's the bare minimum. Am I the asshole?
I'm so conflicted.
I don't...
Kelsey, you have... Yeah, what do you think?
I don't think... Like, I don't think that they're the asshole. That is kind of weird. Like, I don't know. Like, something that my fiancé and I will do is, like, we kind of... We'll kind of gauge what we're in the mood to watch. Like, are we going to watch something that we have to focus on? Or are we going to watch something like reality TV where we can kind of, like, be on our phones or, like, doing something else and just, like, casually following? So we'll be like, do we want, like, reality TV? Like, meaning, like, we don't really want to pay attention. Or do we want to watch, like, a movie or something?
Yeah.
But, like...
How much do you want to engage?
Yeah. So I don't know... I don't know if that's the issue.
I'm wondering if this, like, why is this so dramatic that they can't even be in the room while a television show is on?
Well, like, he's not very descriptive. Like, what TV are you watching? Like,
yeah, what is the actual issue? Is it the show? Is it some kind of, like, they don't like all the noise? Or what? There's... so much context missing for the girlfriend to break down crying, but also the guy sounds kind of a little dumb if the only thing you can have meaningful conversations about is television and movies. Like, there's plenty of other things. I'm sure she has her own interests that you could engage with.
And that is a good point about the content, because... it could be something that she has a phobia about or something that she's uncomfortable about. I don't know if he's, like, tried to find, like, a genre or something that interests her or not.
And it just, yeah, it's, that's so weird because it just sounds like she's so against television as a concept.
Maybe it's...
Is she Amish?
Whatever he's putting on.
He's got really bad taste. The only thing he watches is Young Sheldon.
Well, he has said that she used to watch TV and now she doesn't anymore. So it's just like, is he the one, like, controlling what they're watching? And she's like, I cannot watch Mad Men again.
I mean,
okay,
I would,
fair enough.
I would kind of get it if it was like that. Like, so the way that my parents watch TV is my dad will pick what they're gonna watch and then my mom just kind of deals with it, and so I could see if it's like that and it's something that you don't want to watch, but I don't know, like, and there have been times when my fiancés wanted to watch something that I didn't want to watch, and so I'll just go do something else. Or, like, okay, so he really likes medical things and, like, sometimes, like, bizarre medical stories, and sometimes they're interesting for me, but I get, like, nauseous about that kind of stuff really easily.
Okay,
so I, like, can't really handle it long term, and so I'll, like, try, but then I'll be like, okay, I think this is maybe something that you need to watch by yourself, and then he'll kind of set that aside for, like, things to watch when I'm at work or something. Yeah,
I think that's probably pretty common, because that's, like, Julia loves true crime stuff and, like, watching really, like, body horror movies and stuff that I don't want to see.
I can't do body horror.
The French people are weird, and they make gross, yucky movies. So we've been watching French extremity horror, and that's been... All the movies have been good, but I don't like looking at them. So I'll go do something else.
I'm going to say it's just very strange that, like, this is his deal breaker. Like, TV is the only thing that we can do.
What if she wants to go to the opera? Like it sounds like he doesn't care about her interests at all. He's like, she has to do this. Why won't she do this for me? It's like, why don't you pick up a book?
My instinct is that he probably does know what the issue is, and he has just decided not to put it in his story because he's hoping people would just be like, yeah, she doesn't like TV. She's an asshole. Instead of just like, hey, I know this thing bothers her, but I'm not going to put it in the story. So
yes. I know that she's not an asshole, and I know that there's context missing from this guy, so I have nothing, you know, clear on him. He might be an asshole, or his girlfriend might just be weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we can't really make a judgment on it because yeah, you're right. It feels like there is context missing that he like didn't want to include because it would maybe make it more ambiguous or maybe make him like clearly seem like the asshole. So like he's just going to put something basic as in like she won't watch TV because most people are going to be like, what?
But is missing the part where it's like, but my only movie I own is a Serbian film. Why won't she watch it and talk about it in depth with me? Yeah. Like, you don't want to be that guy.
The Serbian film stuff is crazy. What were you going to say, Kel? Sorry, I cut you off.
I like how, remember for April Fool's, Mike Flanagan made that list of, like, beginning horror.
The date movies.
It was intended to be a joke, and so everything was, like, really intense, like, films. People, like, still find that list and then get mad about it, and it's like, but
just based on the posters... If you click on the movie, you know it's not a romance. I'm not looking at Audition with her with a big fucking needle going, oh yeah, this looks like a rom-com.
There's like people that have like posted or like made Reddit threads about like, this doesn't make any sense. And then all the comments are like, because it's a joke. Like it's not, he's not being serious about this being gateway horror.
You know what? That does give me an idea for the future, and anybody listening, let us know if it's a good idea. Maybe we should go through the, like, Flanaverse Reddit at some point and look at what goes on over there, because I am not an active Redditor, so I don't know.
The only thing that I know about Flanaverse Reddit is that somebody said something on there about that they thought that Kate Siegel was a terrible actor, and she, like, said in an interview that she, like, internalized that and was, like, it, like, affected her, like, way more than it should have. That's the only thing I know about Reddit in terms of Flanaverse.
Never read the comments. It's the one rule.
People online are mean.
And people just, nothing's allowed to just be okay and good anymore. I hate it. Anyway, that guy was weird, and his girlfriend is not an asshole. What else you got for us? What's the girl perspective?
Am I the asshole for telling my husband I don't want to watch TV with him anymore? My 29 female, husband 31 male, try to watch TV together a few times a week when we can. The problem is he always falls asleep within 15 minutes. It takes us forever to finish a series, and I end up watching episodes multiple times. We just finished a show on Netflix that has 8 episodes 2 months later. I have tried to wake him up several times, but he always ends up falling back asleep. We've tried everything to keep him up. I know he works hard, works out after work, and is tired, but he can somehow stay up when he plays video games with his friends after our kids go down for bed. Tonight, we tried to start watching a new series that we've been talking about. I've heard really good things and want to watch it, so he put it on as I finished up cleaning. I told him I'm not watching it with him and I don't want to watch TV with him anymore. He asked why, and I told him I'm sick of rewatching episodes so he can catch back up. It sometimes takes multiple tries in the same damn episode. But if I go ahead and continue to watch the show, then it gets mad because I'm ahead. He says I should try harder to wake him up, but I do try. And after, while it's exhausting and it's a letdown. So I told him I'm done after years of this. We can watch the same series, sure, but not together. He said I'm an asshole for not wanting, for not watching TV with him or wanting to spend time with him anymore. I said we can do anything other than watch TV. I'd love more quality time, but we both don't have a lot of energy by the end of the day. I told him I'll use this time for myself. Since I'm home with the baby all day, working from home, working weekend nights, and taking care of our kindergartner until he gets home an hour before bedtime. I'm exhausted and overstimulated by the time the kids go to bed, so a little me time would actually be great. He thinks I'm being selfish, but I remind him he will play video games late into the night on some nights and leave me hanging alone anyway. So what's the difference? Don't get me wrong, I would love to spend more time with my husband, but is it really time with him if he keeps falling asleep? Again, it's been years of this, and it's frustrating. He's already asleep right now after 10 minutes of him trying to watch the show. So am I the asshole? Should I keep rewatching episodes and trying to wake him up, or should I just give up?
Okay, is your husband a, like, 5-year-old? Why is it your responsibility to wake him up?
Yeah, no.
First of all.
As soon as he was like, you should try harder, yeah. I'm like, no, what?
Up until that point, I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt because I was going to be like, well, like, video games, you have to be active. So it's very different
than passive, like, sitting and
watching and stuff. But when he said that she should try harder to wake him up, like, no. Like, if you're too tired to watch something, just be honest with her and let her have that time for something else.
Yeah, it honestly seems more selfish of him to not let her have alone time because otherwise her entire night is just spent, like, shaking some man awake. Also, the video game thing.
She's watching the same episode over and over and over again.
It's like she's in Groundhog's Day. That sounds horrible. I really want to know what shows they're watching. That's the context that I need. Like, did the show suck? Is that what's happening again?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, that is a possibility, but I don't know. I'm inclined to think that she's not the asshole. Like, I feel like...
No.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I don't think she is either. Yeah, no, she sounds fine. I think that maybe, because I had fidget toys. We have a big bin of fidget toys, and I had one that was like a video game controller, but it was like the Pop-It things. Mm-hmm. And because I have ADHD, and it is very hard to sit down and pay attention when, you know, the dishes need done or whatever. And that's been working pretty well. They said they've tried everything. I don't know what that includes. So, but it sounds like he could either try harder. Or just let her go have some alone time.
I think there are deeper issues in this story than the TV thing that, like, she just, like, glossed over. She was like,
that seems to be a recurring theme.
I work from home, take care of the baby all day. I work weekend nights. I literally, like, I get an hour a night when my husband is home and we try to watch TV together. And he's just like, if we don't watch TV, we have no quality time. I'm like, you have no quality time now if you're just falling asleep.
How is she not falling asleep with the 1 hour of sleep she gets? Jesus.
It just seems like there's no, like, they could easily, like, I think this is fixable. I think they can compromise and, like, okay, let's say, like, one day a week, I'll video game with my friends. And then, like, one day a week, you get the night to yourself, you get to do whatever you want, and then we'll pick another night to, like, attempt to watch something. But let's put a movie on, and if I don't finish it, it's fine. But you can finish it, and you don't have to rewatch it.
I mean, I will say, I have been the person whose partner falls asleep in all of my relationships. And it is frustrating. We're still watching through, what are the shows she's fallen asleep during? Probably Midnight Mass, Bly, Oh, she's never seen The Haunting of Hill House. I gotta, do I break up with her, guys? She's got her headphones in. Should I get away?
It sounds like it's almost Halloween time. If you guys make a Halloween list of movies to watch, say, like, this is what I want at the top of our list. And I will take eight of my slots to be, or I can't remember how many episodes are in Hill House, but
yeah. There's 10.
Ooh, to be
10. Okay, five slots, right? Because every movie is 2 hours. So you could be like, I'll take five slots like that I get to pick for Hill House.
Ooh, okay, I like that.
Yeah, compromise.
We do a little spinner wheel thing to decide movies sometimes, so that could work perfectly.
Kels, how do you and Eric, like, are you good at watching things together? Like, how do you guys decide?
Well, if anyone were going to fall asleep, it would be me because I go to bed a lot earlier than he does. But we don't really have this issue. Again, like, we'll decide before we're going to watch something, like, are we in the mood to be able to focus on something? And if we've decided that we're not in the mood to focus on something, then it doesn't matter if someone falls asleep.
Well, it's almost like all of these people's problems could be fixed if they would communicate. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Wow. It's wild.
You never would have thunk, huh? All right. I got 5 minutes left, so we gotta find out about this blasphemy. I am very interested. Okay. This has been my most anticipated Reddit story.
Okay.
Yeah, read speed round.
Okay, am I the asshole for continuing to watch shows/movies my fiance deems blasphemous? I've, 26 female, been engaged to my fiance, 26 male, for 2 years and together for 5 years. We met, we bonded over our shared faith in Christian beliefs.
Ooh.
I've always been a huge horror movie fan and have been since we met. And he knows that. Since the very beginning, if I were watching a possession or ghost movie, he'd grab the remote and turn it off and or give me a lecture about how I shouldn't be watching that type of content and that the eyes are the window of the soul. I'd put up a fuss and then eventually just let him turn it off. Even if we were watching a comedy movie, Family Guy or American Dad, etc., he fast forwards anything remotely touching on religion, Jesus, or God. It didn't bother me before because I felt rooted in my faith. I just watched what I wanted when he was sleeping or not at home. Over time, I've read more, been through some rough times in my personal life, i.e. mom passing away, I had a miscarriage. I've entered a chapter in my life where I'm starting to question my faith, and now the fact that he does this consistently is getting under my skin. Granted, I have not had this conversation with him about my new true feelings towards religion because I'm still exploring. I'm not sure if I'm giving up on religion altogether or not. I'm worried the relationship would end if I voiced my feelings. Am I the asshole for continuing to watch the things I enjoy without allowing him to turn it off or fast forward? Girl, you're losing your faith and it's time to get out.
No, not the asshole at all. I feel like that relationship is probably not the best.
If having a conversation...
You can have a different relationship... She can have a different relationship with God than her fiance, and that's fine.
That is the exact
point. Religion is one of those important things that, yeah, you need to figure out how you both feel about that, like, early on in the relationship. Like, to have spent, like, 5 years together and then still, like, not be sure about that, that's kind of a red flag.
Well, this guy's issue is that religion is for you, not for other people. You don't get to enforce the rules of your religion on everybody. She can follow things differently. She can believe in what she wants. This guy just sounds like a controlling asshole, which is the problem.
That guy sounds like one of those people that would, like, not even have kids in the public school system, but would want books banned.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. No, he sounds, she needs, yeah, he's the asshole. Okay, well, at least that was an easy one.
That was the easiest one of the night.
The bizarre thing there, though, is, like, have you ever seen the Conjuring movies? Those are, like, the craziest,
Catholic
Christian, superheroes. They love God. They're Christian superheroes. Yeah. This guy's an idiot.
Well,
we did it,
for
gang.
Listening. We hope you had a lovely time and you agree with all of our opinions.
And if you don't, eat that motherfucker. I'm flipping you off if you're only listening on a podcast.
I'm very curious about these Reddit questions that have to do with me.